There was a recent twist in the Gee family murder investigation in Beeson, Illinois. Authorities announced additional arrests in early October and charged those arrested with obstruction of justice. Almost immediately, citizen commenters posted questions to news websites asking precisely what obstruction of justice meant. The answer, of course, is in the Illinois statutes. Obstruction of justice is part of the Illinois Criminal Code, published in the section containing those laws that make it a crime to interfere with public officers. It's mostly a Class 4 felony, Class 3 if the person convicted of the crime obstructed justice to further gang-related activity. In order to be convicted of obstructing justice, and that's the crime's precise statutory name, obstructing justice, the prosecution must prove first that the person arrested had the mindset to obstruct justice in some way. The statute reads that the person must have had the intent to prevent the apprehension or obstruct the prosecution or defense of any person. That means that one who accidentally or inadvertently obstructs justice cannot be convicted of the crime. In addition to proving that mindset, the prosecution must also show that the defendant acted in some way to thwart an adequate police investigation. There are several examples in the statute of those acts that lawmakers find sufficient. The defendant must have either destroyed, altered, concealed, or disguised physical evidence, or he or she must have planted or given police false evidence, or the defendant must be shown to have induced a witness to either leave the state or to hide from police, or must have left the state or hidden himself while knowing something material to the investigation. That's the language of the statute. The more precise fact patterns follow, those times in which the state has prosecuted someone for justice obstruction, and the courts are asked to analyze and decide whether those precise facts fit the statutory provisions. There are, of course, a number of cases in which defendants have argued that the prosecution failed to prove either the necessary intent or the necessary act. Many of those defendants are not successful. A man who swallowed a bag that contained drugs, for example, was convicted of obstructing justice, as was a man who, the court explained, had hidden various papers at various Illinois rest stops, preventing an adequate obscenity investigation. Same outcome for someone who took a car from the scene of a crime and left it by a roadside. And, of course, those defendants who'd been shown to have destroyed relevant physical evidence or planted false evidence, that's clearly obstruction of justice. But when a witness left an unlocked interview room without permission after telling police what he knew about a shooting, the court found that the man hadn't obstructed justice. And a court had a soft spot for a man who'd already been arrested under his real name, but then allegedly gave police a false name, though don't count on that same decision being handed down in 2009. It's not at all clear what will happen in the Beeson murder investigation as I write this. The obstruction of justice charges may not stick or may be dropped completely. Meantime, those who asked for the definition for justice obstruction will always find the answer in the law books. I'm Amy Guida.